Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Nobody's going to say balls?
Balls.
Thank you.
Balls.
It takes the
guest.
We
invited you here just so you would say it.
And I'm just saying it so I can make sure the microphone's working. Balls.
It took the guest to say to have the balls to say balls.
I have no, yeah.
It was courtesy. We were allowing him to say it.
Did you want me to say balls on a regular basis?
Yes, that would be
How
great.
How often do you need me to say balls?
You're going to have to end balls at
I think
end
we're at our
sentence.
Balls quota for the evening
it,
already.
It is the Metal Balls podcast, right?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
God, that would be a great subname. The Balls Cast.
This is all like scrotum talk and things like that, right?
Yeah, later we examine each other's testicles for lumps.
No, wait, no.
And that is a very important thing to do on a regular basis.
Making sure we're healthy and safe, right?
That's right.
Right.
Does this feel round? And does this feel like a nodule? It feels like a testicle. Oh.
Is it node? Is that a node?
That's why we play the melodic death metal.
That's right.
To cover up the sounds.
It relaxes us while we phalange.
Wait a minute. Welcome to the show then. Let's talk about... Welcome to episode... What episode number are we? I'm flustered now. 118.
Had him talking about balls. I got flustered.
Of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am a carrier of the Metal Geek, along with...
George Tripsis.
Wait, George what?
George Tripsis.
Hmm. That's not the name you usually use.
Oh, well, I mean, I switch it up from time to time, but if you want, I'll say George motherfucking Tripsis.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Fuck any mothers lately?
Well, I don't think I'm at liberty to say.
Do grandmothers count?
Oh, man.
He's trying to steal your name over here.
And of course, we have...
Justin Corbett. What's up, guys? Happy to be back.
We have a very special guest this evening. We have Mr. Craig Price from Many Podcast. I'll let you explain who you are.
I'm just a podcast. I'm just a lowly podcast, a humble servant here to help out in the best way I can. No, I'm Craig Price. I've got a couple podcasts. Reality Check is my main podcast, which you have been on. I think everybody in this room has been in
a couple times.
Yeah. At least once.
At least once. Because I don't care.
We're paying back the favor.
This is what it is. This is a pity guest.
This is a pity
appearance.
Podcast.
Yeah.
It's like pity guest.
It's Christmas. Let's get Craig on. It's like make a wish for podcasts. Right.
You're gonna call this one pity pod geekery.
You have a new show coming out too, right?
Yeah, in January I've got a movie podcast with Alan Cerny, who, if you ever were on Ain't It Cool,
Nordling, right?
He was Nordling. Yeah. He's now goes by his name at because he's at comingsoon.net. So we're gonna be talking about heroes in movies and how they affect us and how what we can learn from them and what movies, I think they get glossed over, especially like superhero movies get glossed over quite a bit, especially in the critiquing and the analysis. It's like, oh, that's a popcorn movie. But there's a lot of really good ones that are out there. And then you'd be surprised that some of the movies that actually come from comic books, I know you guys wouldn't, but like Road to Perdition, which is a great movie. It was a graphic novel. I don't think the average person knows that. So that's the kind of movies we're going to try to showcase, highlight.
And the name of the show is?
Matinee Heroes. It starts in the middle of January.
That's very cool. What's your first movie you're going to be doing?
John Carter of Mars. We're going to drop three. We're going to do John Carter of Mars. We're doing Outlaw Josie Wales. And we're doing The Incredibles because we wanted to show the range that we're going to do.
That is a pretty wide range.
Yeah, and we're going to hope to bring it to film festivals and to Comic Cons, on a regular basis as well. So
that's very cool.
That's what we're hoping. So, hopefully you'll see us at Comic Palooza this year.
I'm sure we will.
Oh, no, I know we will.
It's kind of a lock.
Yeah. We may be in the far back.
We'll see what we can do talking to the guys that run the podcast program.
Yeah,
we'll see. Because that way you'll
maybe we can put a good word in for you. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's very cool. I'm excited for that. I've heard Alan on your show many times. We talk about the year end and the best movies of the year. So
yeah, and
we're getting close to that time, but we're not quite there yet. Because I know there's a few that we haven't seen that we would like to. Actually, this week we're going to see it. Rogue One
comes out.
I've already seen it.
I know you've already seen it. Shut
I've
up, Craig.
Already seen it.
No spoilers.
We're not going to. I don't even really want to talk about it.
Don't even mention it.
Don't even mention that name.
Okay, I won't. It's all Gungans all the time.
Gungans all the time.
All Gungans all the time. It's. I did not realize how much they were involved.
Misa not so sure about this.
Misa not likey.
Misa.
Yeah, no. It's a good movie. You're going to really enjoy it.
I've avoided all kinds of spoilers and like reviews and stuff, but a few people out there who say that it's as good as Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, I agree.
About Kevin Smith.
And a couple other people have said that too.
No, it's here's the thing. If you are a Star Wars fan, which I believe everyone in the room is, if you're a Star Wars fan, you are going to love it. I don't know how the average person who maybe not be that familiar with Star Wars, if they go in, how it's going to work on them. I still think it's a good movie. So I think if you don't know anything about Star Wars, I think you're still going to enjoy it. But
how many people don't know about Star Wars, though?
There's kids, though.
You know, it's weird because like Heather's a school teacher. So she teaches orchestra. She had her kids play the Star Wars theme for one of their concerts. And all these kids were just like, what is this music? I've never heard this before. And it blew my mind. Like, how are parents not teaching their kids about Star Wars?
It's on TV almost every month.
Well, TBS just got it, so it's on like on marathon every day.
Right,
I've been seeing it recently.
I mean, there's cartoons on and stuff. Like, how are kids not even like interested in the universe? And
right, it's on
more?
Disney. It was on Cartoon Network for the longest time.
It blew
time.
My mind too.
I'm caught up. Speaking of being on Disney, I'm caught up with the season of Rebels.
Oh yeah,
I have to watch the last one.
Rebels is great.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it's such a good show.
I think it's. I wish it would. Next season's their last season. I think.
Really?
I think so.
I wish there was more.
More.
I mean, it's so. I mean, they're so far apart between episodes. You know what I mean?
Like, how long it takes for them to air?
Yeah.
A week?
No.
It's a weekly show.
I need my fix.
No, do you mean when the season's over to the next season?
No. It's not a weekly show, though, because they'll take a break for a while.
Well, they do take breaks.
Oh,
they
do that
Disney,
mid-season
though.
Thing that a lot of TV
they do
shows
like,
are doing.
Like, they play for a month, and they're gone for a while, and they'll come back.
Yeah, they do that a lot for, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They stopped in November. They'll be back in February.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand. The mid-season
Thrawn, the badass. I like him.
I never read the books as much as you probably did.
I grew up on those Timothy Zahn books.
In the book, yeah.
Yeah, I was too with the Shadow of the Empire and all those books. They're fantastic.
They wasn't Shadow of the Empire, but that was the same time frame, basically.
Yeah. They came out first, and then the Shadow of the Empire was the one that really hooked me in.
Heir to the Empire, that's what you're talking about. The first trilogy he was in?
Yeah, and then...
Actually, it's like right there. The first book is right there.
Well, doesn't matter. None of it's canon anymore.
I was about to say, the one that hooked me in was Shadows of the Empire, and then yes, I went back to go see the...
Which is weird, because none of those books are canon, but...
But they're still siphoning off a lot of the storyline from that, which is good, because
They brought Thrawn in, who's now canon. So is the rest of the book not canon?
It's not canon. Only what
confusing.
You see. So, but the good thing is they're taking the best parts of the extended universe and not being beholden to any of the story of it, and they can bring it in and use it as they want. So they can use Thrawn without having all that luggage and baggage that comes with them. They can do whatever they want with them without having to say, "Oh, well, we already did this or we did that." And I think that
right because they introduced Han and Leia's kids in this book, in these books, and all that.
Yeah, and then
Jason and something else.
They're both J's, I think.
Yeah,
I
Jaina,
something like that.
Jason was like Jacen.
Yeah, those books kind of lost me.
Star Wars spelling.
Star Wars spelling. Exactly right.
They kind of lost me after they started to get into the kids stuff. I was much more interested in the side stuff. The when they had like the Smuggler's Bounty, that book that came out was an anthology of little stories about smugglers and things. That was cool.
And their bounties.
Not necessarily, but it was mostly like Boba Fett stories. But yeah. those are the cool things. That's why I think Rogue One is really going to work for a lot of folks because it's all that stuff that you're not. It's got sprinkles of Star Wars stuff that you go, oh, I know. Oh, that guy. Oh, this guy.
There's a lot of stormtroopers, and I know who the big baddie is, and that's been ruined. So don't even worry
I'm
about
not gonna,
that.
Like I said, I'm just saying there's little things that you go, oh, that's great, but it's not like so overwhelming like the EU was. Because the extended universe made it seem like there was
one
like
of the
four
cast
planets.
Members spoiled it like months ago about if he makes it through or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it, but that ruined for because I was watching a Star Wars press release event, and he like fucking just spoiled it out for everyone.
Don't do that. Don't do that, guys. Come on.
Surprise, Mickey Mouse didn't jump out and like, shut the fuck up.
Like in the South Park episode?
So anyway, that's a really long-winded way to say we're not going to talk about Rogue One.
That's true. We're not going to talk about it, but we spent the last 5 minutes talking about it.
Believe me, you will be talking about it, though.
We'll be talking about it next week, because I think we're all going to see it by next week, right?
Hopefully.
Even Dave, who's not here tonight, because he had some things to take care of, but that's why Craig is here. It's the next best thing to Dave.
Well, I'm sure Dave really appreciates that sentiment. he's right now going, what the hell did he just say? I appreciate that. Dave's a good guy.
That was not it's any way mean.
Pity pod geekery. Pity
pod. Hashtag that.
But No,
that's the title.
It's
of the
a good
episode.
Movie. So you guys will really, I think you guys will really like it.
This is the part of the show where we actually we go around and we talk about what we've been doing, what we've been playing, watching, that kind of stuff. Let's start with George. What have you been up to in the past week and a half?
Christmas shopping.
Oh,
yeah.
You've been playing that. That's a bad game.
Yeah, it
costs a lot more money than other games.
It sucks on your wallet. I've been watching Christmas movies.
Yeah. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas
of
I'm
all
put you
time?
On the spot. Not, I consider Die Hard a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is a Christmas. So is Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
Well, anything Shane Black does is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I know, right? Except for Nice Guys, which was amazing.
That was a great movie.
Probably my favorite, Scrooged. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
I agree on Scrooged. I want to get, there's like a 25th anniversary Blu-ray, but it's like expensive as hell right now. Waiting for it to go down in price.
Yeah, I already have it on Blu-ray. I'm probably not going to buy it.
What else have you been doing? You playing any games? Watching anything?
I've been watching people play games because I don't have money to buy them because of Christmas shopping. I watched Titanfall 2 since I know I'm never going to buy it till like next year maybe.
I played through that.
Yeah.
Justin was here when we played.
I watched Carrie play through Resident
Resident to Redbox. There you
and
go.
Then I watched Battlefield 1, which... It's pretty great. I think I'm going to probably end up buying Battlefield 1.
I rented that from Redbox last week because I don't know if I ever told the story. I rented Battlefield 1 and I brought it home and it was a copied movie.
I told you that happens all the time.
You just had mentioned it and then it like happened to me like that week.
It's all your fault, George.
I jinxed you.
Jinxed me. But it was like,
let's not give him too much credit. It was like he's got superpowers.
It was my plan.
All of a sudden, he's got superpowers.
It was a copy
for mediocrity instead of something to take over the world.
It was a copy
really,
movie.
It's exactly
if
what
George
I'm using
had superpowers. That's what he would do with it.
Just waste him on bullshit. That's great.
But
how did you know?
Somebody took the time to actually, you know, photocopy the cover. And just it wasn't even
it's the disc. They photocopied the disc. Yeah. That's
you put it
how,
on a scanner. You just put it on the scanner and you just print it out and then you just cut it and
so
boom.
I called him and they all
not that I know anything about that.
No, of course not. They gave me a free credit right away, so I used that the next week to rent Battlefield 1. I got to like the first level. Seems to be a long fucking level. It was cool though.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I like it. I think that's gonna be the game I'll buy whenever it gets super cheap.
I bought it, but I never got it. I bought it on Cyber Monday from Walmart. And it was like in-store pickup. It was $27, right?
And you haven't picked it up yet?
About a week later, it wasn't ready yet, so I got on their customer service. I'm like, hey, where is my game? They're like, oh, well, we'll check on this. If the game hasn't come through, we're going to cancel your order. I'm like, no, I don't want to cancel my order. 5 minutes later, they cancel my order. And
oh, really?
Walmart are...
you don't want that? Boom!
They were douches about it, I'll tell you that much.
It's Walmart. I mean, did you expect anything different?
I know, but... I'm sure it'll be that price one day.
The Tiffany's of white trash.
You got rolled back.
I got rolled back. That's what happened.
No, smiley face just said, fuck you.
I didn't get rolled back. I got rolled forward. They fucking rolled me over and just made me take it.
2016. It's what it's all about.
Apparently. But I have been playing a game recently. I have been playing Dead Rising 4. That game is phenomenal. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot easier than it was before. There's no time limit. But there's some glitches in that game. I've had my system freeze up on me, and I've been stuck. At one point, I was stuck in like this weird animation where, like, you're jumping. Like, if you're jumping off like a counter, and your character sort of jumps down, and collision detection. I was stuck like that for like 10 minutes until I actually had to turn the system on and back off and back on.
You waited 10 full minutes?
Yeah,
it was actually sort of fun after
a while. I would have waited a minute.
I would have
said, fuck it.
About 2 or 3 minutes, I'm like, oh, crap. And then hit the reset button.
I was hoping it was clear up, but it never cleared up. And that's about the game, not anything else.
Penicillin.
That's what she said.
I was like, you should probably go to a doctor for that.
Yeah.
But Dead Rising 4, it's a great Christmas-based game because it all takes place during Christmas time. So you're in a mall, you go outside. And
it's very niche, isn't it?
Yeah. It's well timed for this time of the year, but it's you pause the game and it's Christmas music playing. It's pretty fun.
Very cool.
And there's a lot of Christmas ornament style weapons too,
like candy canes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to ride like reindeer for like a? Because I know in some of those games you can like ride motorcycles. You can ride horses.
I haven't seen reindeer yet, but that'd be fun.
Are there
the plastic
elves
reindeer
that you can throw at people? A little dwarf tossing situation.
dwarf
tossing. No dwarf tossing.
I don't know. You said weapons. I'm trying to think of any kind of Christmas weapon I can think of.
They're the Christmas wreaths.
When I think of Christmas weapons, I think of little people.
I think of Santa and his elves.
Santa elves, you just sharpen their top hats and just toss them. Right.
I guess maybe it's because I'm thinking of Halo, where you get they have always have the big guys and they have the little guys that come back and they blow up.
No,
I'm just throw some TNT.
I caught your logic, man. It makes sense.
I do. There's one that I've created. It's a wreath. You take a wreath and you like attach like electricity to it, like a battery, and it turns and it just they all get attracted to it and they all
blow up
and get exploded.
Cool.
There's a fish gun, like a swordfish gun. It's like a swordfish gun.
It shoots swordfish.
Yeah, it does.
How many fishes can you fit in a gun? I mean, swordfish is a pretty big fish.
That's okay. A very good question.
George.
How many fishes can you fit in a gun?
How many fishes can you put fish?
At that point in the game, you sort of have to like suspend all disbelief and pretend you can have as many fish in your gun as you want.
That's a really big cartridge.
Apparently.
So these aren't like full-fledged marlin. They're just like
shit takes
smaller,
forever
like,
reload.
No, there's marlin. They're huge marlins.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm not the craziest one here. All right.
No, you are. It's just every once in a while someone can rise up to your level.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, I didn't make the game. I'm just playing it, all right? It's a lot of fun.
Anyway.
Let's move away from you.
What the fuck did I do?
I've been listening to a lot of metal albums.
I have too, actually, because we're preparing for number one for our top MSR cast rewind, and then especially for Metal Geeks too.
Man, 2016 was such an asshole of a year, but the music was so good.
That's the only thing that got me through, truthfully.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of depressing going back through and listening to everything, because like I so closely associate like bad things that happen with what music I'm listening to at the time, so that kind of sucked, but like...
See, I don't do that.
There's so much goodness this year with the music. And besides that, I also started watching Black Mirror.
Oh,
that's a great show. What season did you start with?
One.
Okay.
I've watched all the way through season 3, episode 3.
That pig one, just the first one, the first season, just...
It's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
Everybody was
like...
But
it's actually possible. That's why it's fucked up.
Season 2 is kind of the boring one.
How amazing it is and how, like, you know, mind-shattering it is and stuff.
I don't know. It's not mind-shattering.
I watched it and, like, it's good. There are a couple episodes that are really good, like the haunted house one with the guy with the implant in his head.
Dude, I told you that was a fucked up episode,
and
right? Especially that spider fucking thing. That freaked the fuck out of me for
that one was
a
really good.
Minute.
I really liked the one where everything was a game, like the American Idol one where
he
like spent all his money that he had earned to send the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so this is like a modern day like Twilight Zone type of show?
Not exactly. Every single episode kind of tries to reflect what's going on in the world back at you.
But he's certainly like, I know the director the creator really goes technology specific.
Yeah, everything's sci-fi based or based in reality science, mm-hmm. and it wants to like make you think about, you know, the way we perceive the world and like the way things are heading technology wise.
It's kind of like what Twilight Zone tried to do with
But it's not really as it has more of a moral behind every single episode than Twilight Zone did, I think. And if you really think about it, you can see them.
Have you seen the one where they? Instead of friending people, so this guy is married, and everybody's got implants in their eyes, and they can friend you, and then they can see all your stats and stuff.
Right,
and
that was the first
the popularity episode.
Yeah.
No, that's the one where his wife leaves him,
mm-hmm.
and or his girlfriend leaves him, and then she has a kid, but she erases him from, so he can never see her. She's just a blurry. Every time he sees...
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Basically, it's about defriending. It's about unfriending people.
There was the one that was about, everybody ranked everybody based on every interaction they had with each other.
Yeah. And I liked that one. That was pretty good.
That was pretty interesting. I just recently watched the one about these people that were spying on people through their webcams and then blackmailing them into doing things.
Oh, yeah. That was
and
a good episode, too.
The whole gimme was to, like, get these two pedophiles to fight each other to the death in the woods and, like, ruin everybody's life who got involved in the thing.
Right.
That was probably the best episode I've seen so far.
The one with the spider things, I kept thinking about that way after I saw it.
I thought it was too obvious, like, how it was going to end. That was the reason that kind of held me back.
I saw the ending coming.
But overall, it's a pretty good series. There's some really cool moments. There are some episodes that are way better than others, but I'm enjoying it for the most part.
Yeah, it's a good show. I like it.
I think it's worth checking out, at least.
It's one of the better things on Netflix.
Yeah. That is on my to-watch list.
Cool.
I really want to watch that.
There's only like 4 episodes each season anyway.
Yeah.
3, 3, and 6.
It's like Sherlock, right?
Yeah.
Are they full-length episodes, though?
It's
like
an hour
long.
Yeah. Yeah, it's BBC episodes.
Sure.
So it's a real episode, not just American.
It's a real hour.
Yeah, not just 22 minutes, 44-minute bullshit. It's a real hour. Or 55 minutes or something like that.
Very cool. Like Sherlock is like 2 hours long, like an hour and
it's 50. An hour and 20 minutes.
And I'm still enjoying The Exorcist. There's one more episode left this season.
I'm waiting for that to
get renewed?
Not yet.
I'm waiting for that to show up like on Netflix for the whole season and just watch it and like binge watch it.
I also finished watching Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. It's actually really good. It didn't really make a lot of sense the first three episodes.
The last two or three.
Everything just tied it all together.
I started picking up From Dusk Till Dawn, the series again, because it came out on Netflix.
So I'm
on
season two.
It's not bad.
It's horrible.
It's not bad.
It's really bad.
No.
Especially after like the fifth or sixth episode in season one, it gets really bad.
Well, season two is completely away from what the movie ever was, so.
I'd rather just watch the movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching the show, so.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm sorry for you that you're hurting your eyes that way.
I'm not. Don't worry about it. Awkward? No, it started awkward.
This is normal, Craig.
This is normal.
You listened to the show before, right?
I listen to certain episodes, because the ones where you recap music too much, I don't. But
see, the deal
my
is...
My wife listens to it religiously.
If I like it, and George doesn't like it, I'm wrong. That's the way it's just the
way I do
it
know that part. I know that that George's it's opinion always is right. Not opinion, it's fact, and the rest of us either line up with it, or we're wrong.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. You figured it out.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, you're right on board.
That was how the only episode the that I works. Really listened to, was I caught that right away.
The world according to George.
That's how the world works.
That's why we have it all fucked up right now. It makes perfect sense if that's how the world works.
I didn't pick Trump, by the way.
We're not even going there. Whoa.
I'm not. I'm just avoiding all of that because it just made me feel weird.
Sure it would.
Everybody, we're good? Want to move on to the next segment?
Did Craig talk about what he's been enjoying?
He talked about Rogue One.
Well, but what have you been up to besides watching Rogue One?
Let's see.
That's all he's done.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing. I've
watched it like 15 times already. God,
no, I've only watched it once. I'm watching it again tomorrow night. Because I had opening tickets. I still do. And then I was able to get in because a friend of mine is Alan, who's going to be doing the podcast with me, is in press.
So no need to name drop.
No, I will. But then I've been playing Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
I love Blood Dragon.
Which is the freebie for Xbox Live. Because I've gotten to the point where I've played all the games that have existed on Xbox 360 that aren't brand new. And I don't like to pay $20 for or more for a game, but I am on the Xbox Live. And so I've been playing that and just, you know, having dinosaurs fuck me up all the time.
They just came out this year.
It's very
80s. Trials of the Blood Dragon.
I watched him play it once.
No, you watched me play Trials of the Blood Dragon. You know that Trials game, which is like the motorcycle game?
It was just the practice. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. So I didn't realize that.
Yeah. They mix those two games together, and it's a fucking mind trip. It's the
Power Glove did
game.
The soundtrack.
Well,
was that
Power Glove did the soundtrack for the Trials one?
Did they?
Yeah,
I don't remember. Hearing
what
that.
Throws me is it's got the very old school '80s, late early '90s,
totally
'80s video games cutscenes, and then when you play, it's the full immersive, regular,
it is neon
first person.
Crazy, yeah.
But it throws it off. It even has the cuts off the screen, so it's like in square for the cutscenes, and you're doing all the. It's so over the top. Villains and all the Russians, and it's like just crazy bullshit. But it's when you shoot it, things still blow up great. That's what I like.
I think it's the best Far Cry game.
Is it? I haven't gotten that far in it. To all I know
it's
is
fun.
It's a little weird for me right now because I'm still trying to figure out why they're dinosaurs.
They put out Far Cry Primal where all you do is fight dinosaurs.
I haven't played that one. See, that's an Xbox One one, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I haven't got the Xbox One because I don't have a comic book to suck my money and my resources away. You've actually got business that you're... So neither one of you... You don't have an Xbox One, do you?
I have one, yeah. I never play it.
Oh, can I have it?
No.
There you go. I was trying to see who's got one and they're not using.
I have three 360s and one that I never play.
I have a 360 that has been, it's...
George
has
an Xbox One.
I don't think I've played anything since Destiny came out.
Oh, man.
I'm just too busy.
And I just go to my Amazon wish list, and I've got like 100 games on the Xbox One that I'm just waiting for. So as soon as I get one, I'll be back on track. But now I got a piecemeal because they don't make a lot of stuff for the 360.
If I can't play it on my phone, I really don't play it.
Wow.
If it's not He-Man Button Smasher.
That's really...
Yeah.
I'm still playing it.
Are you really?
I played it today. They added this like tournament feature to it. It's actually kind of fun.
I do play Avengers Academy on my phone.
Cool. I've been sucked into some stupid Disney emoji blitz game, like a match 3 game, because I'm like, oh, I want to get all the characters now, and I'm like sucked in, but I'm not putting any money into it, You just got to fucking play and play and play until you...
That's why I stopped Lego's Dimensions, because I started playing it, and I'm like, well, I'll buy a couple things here. And then I started to realize it's like, oh, this is going to be like a $400 investment.
Or more.
Well, at the time, when I was looking at it, because there was a way you can to finish the game, which is all I care about. I don't really care about collecting all the crap. But to finish the game, like it was like $375.
Well, you can get them cheaper. Best Buy will have them like 60% off sometimes.
Yeah, but,
you know.
And that's just the bare minimum stuff. That's just just to be able to finish the game. Is this, you can get all the other crap.
They got Gremlins now, though.
Yeah, I know. I stopped. Once I got Doctor Who and you know, I was like, I just can't afford to do this. This is crazy. So I stopped. Then I took all those Lego things and I used them for my photography.
Photography,
instead,
that's right.
Instead, so I just ripped them apart and now I have a nice Daniel Craig that I made out of. I used him.
You have a nice Daniel Craig, don't you?
Yeah, because I used a Tony Stark suit, tuxedo, and a Jurassic Park guy's head for his face. So it looks just like him. It's great.
Beauty of Legos, right?
I know. And now I have a box of Legos that I was like, I'm a 40-year-old man with a box of Legos. This is creepy.
That's like most of the world, though.
I have a lot of Legos.
Yeah, but you are creepy.
Am I, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think I'm creepy at all. I think I'm cooler than all of you guys here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, let's move on to our next segment for the show, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, my friends. We are going to get into our topic of the week, which is upcoming movies we're looking forward to. We just watched a buttload of trailers.
How much is a buttload?
Well, it depends.
However many we watched, yeah.
Some people's buttloads are a little much more than others.
Some are more than others, huh?
Yeah. Some are pretty massive. Some are, you know, pretty small.
It all depends on the balls.
On the
one can be Nicki Minaj size, and the other one can be, you know, the smallest butt in the world.
I don't. Does Nicki Minaj have a?
She has a huge ass.
Okay. It's about the size of this table.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. In fact, I think people use it to put drinks on.
Knock on it too, like wood.
I don't know. It's probably filled with silicone.
Probably true.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the movies that we watched. The trailers. What's the first one we talk about?
We just saw Guardians. We can talk about that. I think that was one of the earlier trailers to come out.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Amazing, amazing trailer.
You think so?
I love it.
I don't think there's anything wrong. Anything in there that I don't like.
No.
Everything's I'm looking forward to.
I'm really looking forward to the movie. I mean, I loved Guardians 1.
Yeah, but it's not Batman versus Superman, so I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, it's not. So
you can't just hate it outright.
I can't even say it with a straight face.
If I can't hate it, I don't know how to feel.
That's how bad. I can't even say it with a straight face. That's how bad it is. No, it looks fun. It looks good. I can't wait for it.
And speaking of Batman v Superman, it's been coming on HBO a lot.
Yeah.
Well, because
it's
just
a bad movie.
I know.
It is. I haven't seen the ultimate cut yet. People say it made it better.
Well, it does make it better.
I'm getting irritated with this. This whole DC is it's like almost like Microsoft. They release a shitty version, then they say we're going to patch it, which is the new, you know, you buy the DVD, the Blu-ray that's got the extended cut, which actually makes the movie better. Not much better, but it makes it better. It's like I pay good money to go to the movie theater to see an actual movie that is supposed to be good. It's supposed to.
Didn't Suicide Squad just come out with like the extended cut or whatever?
Yeah,
with more Joker.
Yep. After they said they weren't going to do that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Because that's their new business model now.
Yeah, pretty much. And then next year they're going to have a different version of the Blu-ray.
To be fair,
with
they
more
did
things.
That when DVDs came out too. Like a movie would come out in theaters and then like the director's cut, and they'll charge 10 times more.
They would usually just add more features to it. It'd be more documentaries and crap like that, bonus,
or
features.
They'll add like 10 minutes to the movie,
but,
or put it in a new case and call it the Steelbook edition.
Right.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with that because
I'm a sucker for that one.
I guess I've been buying DVDs a little longer because I'm older, and it's like I remember when they were like a DVD was the movie and that was it. It had nothing. There wasn't even a play button.
We're going back to that day and age. There's a lot of movies I buy on Blu-ray and it's just like crappy features.
Oh, I don't even buy the features anymore because they're so they're online, almost all of them. At any given point, I mean, like on YouTube, on their official channel, so it's not like I'm stealing them. And then the other time is just like if I get it from Amazon and you stream it, it's at the end. You can't go to it. It's like you have to watch the entire movie and then get to the bonus features, and it's just you can't like jump ahead.
Oh,
so it's irritating. So it's not even worth it anymore. But I can't have physical media anymore because I just don't. It's just too much stuff.
Just wiping his life clean of physical media.
It's all in the cloud.
You're braver than me. I can't do that. I like physical media.
Well, no, I
like stuff in my hands. Tactile.
I do.
He has to hold the balls, Craig. Yeah. He has to hold them.
I like.
He
has to caress,
hold
the
balls. To hold it and see it. That's what he has to do.
You like digital balls. Carrie likes the real thing.
That's right.
when it comes to movies, because I can just get them anytime I want, because I have a bunch of DVDs. I mean, I have a shit ton of DVDs. And I realize that now I can just go online. I mean, I have to do, from the new podcast, I had to go see the Outlaw Josie Wales. I can't get it on DVD because they don't make it anymore. But Xfinity, you say it. It pops up. You rent it for $3.99. Boom, I'm done. So
that's true.
It just saves space because I'd rather have space for like Funko
Suicide
Pops,
Squad?
Funko Pops, and
okay,
actual physical things that when I look at, I go, "Oh, that's cool." Versus, "Oh, I have that. Yeah, I do own that." that's all.
No, I have a massive DVD library, so it gets sickening after a while.
Oh, I know, because it's mostly because of my wife, because my wife is, and she's listening, so we had the big
bookcase. We're not talking bad about you at all.
No, it's just, we had the big bookcase full of DVDs.
Yeah, so do I. I have the same problem, yeah.
And it's just, and then she said, "Well, we're gonna throw away all the cases," and then she bought a box, and she's just, they're all in these little plastic sleeves now. So it's like, oh, that's good for the resale value, which there is none, but.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But you think
there's no resale value.
Yeah. Well, if you grow up working in a comic book shop like I did, and all, everything's always got value. It's like, nope, it's all bullshit now. So it's like, oh, let's throw it away.
Let's go back to our segment.
So, yeah, back to Guardians.
Derailed. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I think it's going to be the best Marvel movie this coming year.
Gangbusters.
It's going to do gangbusters.
Yeah. I still don't know how they're going to make that Ego, the living planet thing going to work.
I can tell you if you like.
No.
Well, you know
it's
already?
CGI.
Well, no, I can tell you what's going on, but I mean, I'm asking you. I don't want to ruin it for you.
It's okay.
How do you know? How do you know all these secrets?
Well, there's stuff online. You can look things up. So if you're ready, basically what they're going to do is Kurt Russell. We know Kurt Russell is playing Ego. They've made that. Basically, Kurt Russell is the avatar that Ego, the living planet, uses to
interact. Detachable penis.
It's kind of, are you calling Kurt Russell a dick?
He's a walking dick in this movie.
Apparently
a walking,
he is.
Talking dick.
So that's the premise. That's how he Kurt Russell's in it.
Well, I mean, but why? What's the point?
So, because you can't have a planet in every shot.
I guess, yeah.
Because you would say, well...
But why make it Kurt Russell? Why make it a living planet? I don't know.
It seems weird for the sake of being weird. Like,
well, their Ego, the living planet, actually exists in the comics.
Yes.
Who are you?
Right.
Look who you're talking to.
I know
to,
that.
Craig.
It's so, it's a weird choice, and
how else
and
can you
James,
do that?
Let me explain
James
about comic
Gunn
book two,
said
Justin.
He could.
Yes,
he.
No,
like,
I'm.
He
I'm
said
all
he
for...
couldn't make the movie without this character. This is all I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm all for Ego, the Living Planet, and all of the cosmic entities making an appearance in Marvel. Like, I want to see more Marvel cosmic, but there was absolutely no reason for Ego, the Living Planet, to be the father of Peter Quill.
Spoiler.
Well, see, he spoiled it. I didn't spoil it.
Well, that's common knowledge. That,
yeah, it's kind of been said already.
Well, they have to have a find a way. How can he be that way? They've got to use Kurt Russell somehow.
They could have just made him Jason of Spartax.
Yeah.
I don't know I don't know why they didn't. You're right. They could have.
They could have made him.
Are you sure?
Any of the cosmic entities.
Maybe he had a reason.
That's what I want to know. I want to know how it
makes
sense.
Like, he could have just been the Beyonder. Like, he took a male
form. Which Beyonder?
And,
is it the 80s Beyonder with the black hair and the funky suit?
That's my point, though. They really could have picked literally anybody who has a humanoid type form and made him Peter's dad.
I'm sure they wanted to have it.
Because they just wanted to make it weird. Like,
for
there was
the
no
sake
reason
of being
to do
weird,
it, except
yeah.
for the sake of being weird.
And that's all. That's what I'm trying to get to. I just want, like, justification for such a weird character where Marvel had to go through loopholes to secure the rights for it. No?
James, I don't know why. Like I said, he hasn't answered it.
James Gunn is a weird guy.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
I'm pretty sure he wanted the visuals of Ego the Living Planet.
After the first movie, they're like, James, what do you want in this movie? And he's like, I want Ego.
He's going to have little legs that pop out from the planet, and then Kurt Russell's just going to kind of extend downward.
I would laugh my ass off if it comes out the ass of the planet or something like that.
I'm sure they wanted the visuals of Ego the Planet. I mean, I think he's a director, so the first thing he's thinking of is the visual of having a living planet. That's cool. Now, how can we make the living planet impregnate a human being? Well, we're going to have to make a human somehow. And so...
I mean... I'm like I said, I'm all for Ego.
Yeah,
being
that
there.
Makes sense. It's just I just want
really
to
no
know
reason
why.
To make him the avatar of Ego that goes and has coitus with Peter's mom or whatever.
Well, maybe
you said coitus.
I did.
It's Big Bang Theory. He's been watching.
I know, right?
I have not been watching Big Bang Theory.
It's the only place I ever hear it said.
I read a lot of books.
Good for you. Good for you.
I'm smart.
It was in his word of the day calendar.
Coitus.
Ah!
That's a weird
it's
word.
Carrie's Playhouse.
Is the word of the day coitus? Anyway, so it looks.
What do you
fun.
Think, Ballsy?
What do y'all feel about Baby Groot? Y'all excited about Baby Groot?
It's okay. It's a marketing ploy for sure.
It really is.
But it's cool.
Groot people grows are gonna back love it. A lot faster than that.
We don't know how long after the second one.
It doesn't matter. Groot grows back faster than
does
that.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, James Gunn said he originally wrote it to Groot to be normal size again, but he changed it back for marketing reasons. Yeah.
I heard just the opposite. He said he didn't do it for marketing reasons, but I agree. I'm pretty sure Disney's like, hey,
we can make a fuck ton of money on this.
We already made a fuck ton of money on just the little piece of crap things that they sold for the last one.
Right.
If we have something that's in a suit, he's got a little Star-Lord suit.
He's cute, you know.
He's like actually running around. Yeah.
They can make stuffed animals out of him.
Still Vin Diesel's voice. They just messed it.
Alvin.
It's kind of cheating, if you ask me.
But I gotta say,
chipmunked it. That's all they did.
The end part of this trailer, I think it's the best. Where they're sitting around. What's her name? I can't think of her name now. Mantis. Thank you. And she's like telling Star-Lord his feelings.
He can when she touches him, she can feel his thoughts.
Do you think they're gonna have the dog in this one more?
No,
Cosmo.
No.
Cosmo's probably not gonna be in it.
No,
the collector's probably gonna barely be in it. Like I'm sure we'll see some of the other cosmic entities because I think that Marvel is gonna make a big push to put cosmic characters in Guardians because that's their main cosmic.
And plus, with the Inhumans right movie coming out,
there's gonna be a lot of cosmic. I think the Grandmaster is gonna be in.
The Grandmaster's supposed to be in there.
Flash.
No.
Grandmaster Flash?
No. Although that would be hilarious.
That would be great.
If you listened to nothing but Grandmaster Flash.
Right.
Or you know, he played the character. That'd be great, too.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah, I'm sure we're going to see more of those guys. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do Living Tribunal or, you know.
Rotate someone's head.
I just realized George is wearing a Venture Brothers shirt.
Yes.
It took me like that long. I'm like, oh, I finally, okay, now I know what it is. That's awesome. Back to the story.
So, yeah.
Guardians Galaxy, thumbs up. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Comes out May?
May 5th, I think. Let's talk about one of the other Marvel movies coming out. We saw the trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, shit, that's coming out? Just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No way!
Oh, my God.
I think this Tom Holland kid's doing a good job. I see Peter Parker.
I do, too.
Which, when I saw Tobey Maguire, I saw an older Peter Parker. You saw
a 40-year-old man playing a high school student?
Yes. Exactly. I mean, it's like he's
yeah. I'm 35 and I'm in high school.
Yeah,
it's like what's the name of that show? Beverly Hills 90210. All the people on that show are like in their 30s playing like high school kids.
Yeah. Well, then that's you have to because you can't.
Although I still like Spider-Man 2. I think it's probably one of the best superhero movies ever.
Yeah.
What do you think about Garfield?
Garfield?
Adam.
Oh, Andrew Garfield. I was like, the
Garfield
movie?
The cat?
Yeah, we're going to replace him with Garfield the cat, voiced by Bill Murray.
That would have been hilarious.
Bill Murray's going to join the Marvel Universe.
They tried to get Heathcliff, but he wasn't available.
I actually thought Andrew Garfield was a great Peter Parker. They just didn't do enough with it.
Yeah.
I think they focused on one area and just got the rest. Which was great with the Gwen Stacy stuff.
I mean, I have a lot more faith in this one just because Marvel is actually involved.
And they did a great job with introducing him in Civil War.
So do you think they're going to have to go through the whole...
No, they're not going to.
They're not going to do any of the...
And that's the right move. They need to just throw right into the middle of the story.
We know he's been bitten by a spider. Everybody knows there's been every movie they make of Spider-Man.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a part where he has to explain to his friends how the fuck he got to be where he is.
But they're going
to
do the whole Uncle Ben thing, though? I mean...
No, well, there is a flashback scene in the movie, for what I am told.
Okay.
Because there is a part in the trailer where you see he's wearing his old costume.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's wearing his new costume.
Not the Stark Tech costume that he's getting.
So we'll get some little backstory on it, but it won't be heavily focused.
The shot at the very end of that trailer where Spider-Man is swinging, it was Iron Man. That looks awesome.
Straight out of a comic book cover.
Straight out of a comic book cover. It really is.
Well, I'll be interested to see how much of the Iron Man they use. I mean,
I think it'd be more Tony Stark than Iron Man.
Right, but I want to see how much of Iron Man they use.
It's going to be costing him a pretty penny.
And we watched the international trailer too, so it had more shots of the Vulture.
And the Shocker is in
there
too.
The Shocker, yeah.
And the Tinker is in there too as well.
The Shocker?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not that Shocker.
The character of the Shocker. Not that Shocker.
Yeah. That's a totally different Spider-Man movie.
That's the different one.
But yeah, Michael Keaton looks... I think this is the most they've shown in the trailer of him and that character. He's really cool.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be badass. But then Michael Keaton...
Birdman to another Birdman, right?
Yeah, but this one's a badass Birdman. The other Birdman was just...
With a robotic suit.
I swear in the trailer there was a... I saw a glimpse of maybe Kraven. I don't know. My mind can play tricks on me, but that'd be awesome.
Kraven is Andy Serkis, though. Isn't he?
No, you're thinking of Claw.
Oh, Claw. Sorry.
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter? Yeah.
I did not see that.
He would be an amazing villain in a Spider-Man movie.
He'd be great on like the Netflix with Punisher.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because I they're going to do a Punisher one.
I finally finished watching Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah. Took you that long, huh?
Took me that long. Took me a while to get through it.
You didn't enjoy it?
I don't know if I liked the last episode. It wasn't... It didn't... The tone wasn't the same. It was like,
no, it's definitely a different tone.
It was like, hey, these guys are badass.
It loses a lot of steam once they kill off Cottonmouth. Spoiler alert! Oh, yeah. For anyone who hasn't seen
it. He was great.
He's a great actor.
He just won a People's Choice Award for Moonlight, that movie he did.
I want to see that. That looks really good.
He's a great actor, man. Really
he's
good.
He's also in House of Cards.
I've never watched that.
He was. I don't think he's
been in a few other things that I've seen him in. He's just really good in it.
So let's give our Metal Geeks review of Spider-Man Homecoming. What are we saying?
Review or
just a trailer?
Optimism?
I think that's a high one, too.
Everyone's going to go see that movie. I don't think there's a person alive who doesn't want to see that movie. It's going to be up there with like Star Wars Force Awakens numbers.
And you know that Marvel's going to put extra care into it because they spent the extra time and risk.
They already released the date for second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2.
So moving on, we saw the Fate of the Furious.
I'm out.
You're out.
I don't watch that.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna beat you like a Cherokee drum. Was a great line.
Great line.
I was watching him like a minute and 30 seconds into it. I was like, ugh, this is just more Fast and the Furious nonsense. And then he said that line. I mean, it's The Rock looking at Jason Statham, and he goes, "I'm gonna beat you like a Cherokee drum." I mean, it's horrible, but
it's a great line.
It's a great line, and it made me laugh.
No one else could deliver that line except for The Rock.
This is the weirdest thing I would ever. I never saw it like 15 years ago. When you were watching him, like just as a wrestler, but he's turned into an amazing actor.
He's a superstar.
He's funny. He's great. He's like one of the most talented actors we have right now. You're like The Rock? Yeah, actually.
Fuck yeah, The Rock.
It's strange to say that now, but it's great.
When he went out of his way to be different,
because he played a gay bodyguard.
Yeah, but up until then, if you saw him in something, he was always a big guy.
Right.
He did a lot of kids movies for a while too.
Tooth Fairy, wasn't he in that kind of? Vin Diesel.
No.
Tooth Fairy was him.
Rock is also
Pacifier was Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Which one was Vin Diesel?
Rock Pacifier. Did a Disney movie called The Return of Witch Mountain.
I never saw that.
Yeah, but he's always been kind of that. He was kind of typecast.
That's the one that all the memes are made out of, where he's turned around yelling at the girl in the backseat. Yeah.
But when he was in Be Cool, that was when he was different.
I liked him in.
And that's when I thought he's gonna be something.
The Rundown was pretty good too. He was pretty good in that as well.
Oh, like I said, he was good in all. He's been good in almost everything he's done. But when you see him not be the stereotypical action hero,
raise the eyebrow action hero.
Yeah,
but he always does that.
He's not bad on the Baller Show.
Oh, I like that show. It's really good.
Ballers is great. Yeah, I need to finish watching the second season of that show. It reminds me.
It's not the typical show that I would enjoy, but it's pretty good.
Especially for you. You hate anything that has to do with sports.
Yeah, me too. I am not interested in football or sports in any way, but I like that show.
Yeah, I think he carries a good weight to him when it comes
Moana. He's even greater than Moana. And just as a...
Oh, he's just playing himself. That's what makes it great.
Pretty much. Egomaniac. That's great.
So, yeah.
How did we get...
Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah. The Fate of the Furious.
This is where we find out where Vin Diesel turns into a bad guy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See,
ooh.
I mean...
There can't possibly be an ulterior motive to his deception or his going bad or whatever.
Not Charlize Theron, is it?
Like I said, I would kill all of you in this room right now if Charlize Theron is going to go, "Hey, Craig, come on. We're going to get married.
Everyone's dead, right?
Look behind you, dude.
First, I know that's not true.
Damn it.
Because I would be able to sense her.
Oh, you have your Charlie's sensor hasn't gone off?
I have Therondar or whatever.
Therondar.
Therondar.
Is that your Spidey sense?
Yeah, if she, believe
it's very
me,
specific.
Yeah. Yes, when a blonde South
just
African
for one
model
person.
Is
you've
in
never
the room,
had to,
I would know.
You've never had to use it yet, so that's good.
Yeah, a blonde South African model is in the room. I would sense it.
She's I had a chance danger. To meet her. She's really nice. I had a chance to meet her. She's yeah, really nice. Yeah, she was doing press for Monster back at South by Southwest when I was in college. Yeah, like 06, 05, 06. She was super nice.
You can,
she did
you can
a
touch
Q&A.
George now. He's been in the vicinity of her. There you
I'm
go.
Only going to go touch the knee.
Is that doing something to your Throndar?
Throndar. Yeah. Throndar. Throndar.
Throndar.
Say it right or don't say it at all.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Disrespect the Throne.
So, I mean, I've never fully watched any of the Fast and the Furious movies, but I mean, I like half the people in this
Dude,
movie.
Dude, the stunts in those movies, ever since they... like
with
from
CGI?
The six on, yeah. All the stunts they do in the movie is pretty
I mean,
great.
Got Kurt Russell, you got Vin
you mean
Diesel.
Like over the top ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're still very technical yeah. And very cool to watch.
Weren't they jumping from building to building in a yeah. Car?
Yes. That's, but that wasn't a real stunt.
And
but
being
the part,
cha- I know.
The
being
part where the
by,
car is spinning around in the room was done in a real, as a real stunt. And
they're
it was
being chased
really
by a submarine
do.
In this movie.
That's
awesome. That's
right. It was
that's over the top and awesome.
The K-9 Widowmaker pops out of the ice. I saw that.
There you go.
Sean Connery's in there.
That's right. Got out of my way.
I'm going to cut these bastards.
Leading
bring
to
a Volvo.
We watched part of this other trailer that featured Dwayne Johnson, Baywatch.
Oh yeah, that's right. We did sort of watch that.
We
too.
Sort of watched it.
It looks stupid and kind of fun.
I mean, what was that other movie? 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it looks like that.
Give me that vibe. It's going to be. It's so. It knows it's supposed to be a bad movie. You know what I mean?
Until I saw the
Self-aware.
Directed by the who brought you with horrible bosses. Then I went, oh, okay, this is going to be, I think you had the same feeling, Justin, when you saw the horrible bosses pop up there. Like yeah. That was something to be proud of.
I mean, I wasn't like excited about the movie or anything to begin with, but then that popped up and I was just like, I'm yeah. Really not
speaking.
Even...
Watch the segue. Watch me work.
That's an HBO show.
Watch me work here. What other movie trailer that we saw has a horrible boss? Transformers. Cause Michael Bay. That's a good segue, right?
Crickets.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What? Yeah, Transformers. It actually looks a lot better than the last movie.
I haven't watched the last two.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg?
I have not gotten through any of them. I've fallen asleep to... We own the DVD. I've watched it three times, and I've never stayed awake. I always fall asleep at the last battle. I don't know why. And my wife likes... Well, I thought it was cool. But I would watch it, and
the first one's great. I think it's
and I'm not
just what the Transformers movie needed to be. All the other ones are kind of meh. The third one is in the step in the right direction, well, but
which
it's still kind of meh.
So you don't even
Dark Side of the Moon or something like that?
Yeah, the second one's god awful.
Oh yeah,
it's horrible.
That's what's the racist one.
It's the one with the dumpster truck had testicles, like had wrecking balls for testicles.
What do they call them? Trucksicles or whatever they are. truck nuts.
It was a giant.
Honestly, that should be our favorite, right?
Did he have truck
metal balls geekery.
It was a giant, like a construction bot climbing a pyramid, and he had like wrecking balls testicles.
So they weren't truck nuts.
No, they were huge. They were like wrecking balls.
And then you wonder why.
And what's that actor's name? John Turturro
yeah,
was in it.
John Turturro.
And he's like looking up and the balls are clanging. And he's like, oh my God, they're going to squish me. And yeah.
I'm glad I didn't see that.
Jeez. Wow, you're really selling this thing.
What a way to go.
Though the second one was one of the worst ones. Like, besides the Mark Wahlberg one. That's one of the worst ones.
But we did see the War on the Planet of the Apes trailer. And that looks great.
It does look really good.
I've liked all those movies so far.
Yeah. And since they actually are a trilogy, not like a continuation,
yeah.
I think this is going to wrap up.
So does that mean that they're going to like remake Planet of the Apes, the Charlton Heston movie, or they're going to lead right into it?
I think
they're getting there.
Version.
Oh, fuck that movie.
What'd you say? I'm sorry?
I think it goes right into the Tim Burton version.
Oh, God.
Or Mark Wahlberg shows up all of a sudden like, what's up with all these apes?
And the sad part about that Tim Burton movie was the last four minutes is what I wanted the entire movie to be when they go to DC and there's Abraham Lincoln.
Yo,
that's what I wanted to see.
That was the part I was like, really? All right.
I would have watched that movie, the rest of the bullshit beforehand. But this looks really good. And you know, the way they get the apes each show is just getting better and better.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they've finally humanized as much as they can now.
I don't know. I think they successfully did that in the first one, in my opinion. But
yeah, but you can.
It's gotten better
because
each movie.
Yeah,
they purposely went outdoors in the second one. The first one, it was all studio. Second one, they actually went on location and shot the apes on location. They actually used water, you know, so it was rain and things like that. So it's actually becoming, you can actually take it anywhere. Before, you had to do most of it on a studio. Now they can literally go anywhere.
And
in the
first
world.
One had Franco, so.
Well, that was the down.
Yeah.
But it had Lithgow, so that kind of counteracted.
That's true, too.
It
and Frida Pinto. She's hot.
Frida Pinto?
Yeah. She's the Indian chick in the movie.
Okay.
She was in Slumdog Millionaire, if you've ever seen that.
She was the nice lady.
The girl he's trying to get the whole movie, yeah.
But this movie has Woody Harrelson, and he actually says, this is becoming a planet of apes.
Well, it's like the humanity's last stand in this movie.
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm hoping they wipe out all the humans.
They have to,
because they've been dicks the entire time. I mean, except for...
That's the only way this movie can end, is all the humans dying.
Well, yeah, a couple of them.
It becomes a planet of apes.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Can you imagine?
I've seen the original movie, so yes, I can imagine.
I've been to Walmart. I can imagine it.
Yes. Good point.
Live it just by sort of running the gauntlet. I can definitely imagine a Planet of the Apes.
What other trailers did we see? We saw something else.
We saw the trailer for the Bucko Experiment.
Oh yeah, another James Gunn
project.
That
one does actually look really good.
It does really look really good. I never heard about it until you like mentioned it and we watched it.
It's Hunger Games in an office building.
No. Stop that. It's Battle Royale in an office building.
Battle Royale in an office setting.
Yeah.
Fuck your Hunger Games. Jesus Christ.
I only said it to piss him off. That's great.
I'm very passionate about that.
Like, I know you.
Battle Royale is one of my favorite Japanese films. Like,
it's great. I like the movie.
And
I've never
seen
any of the sequels, though.
So basically, the plot is it's an office building, and
they're trapped in it.
They get trapped in it, and you have to kill each other, or somehow there's something in their head that will make them explode.
No, they're shooting them through the walls.
They were shooting them, and then halfway through, they said there's something
in
there.
Head.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was to track them.
They said if you don't kill this many people, we'll kill double the amount of people.
Yeah,
so it was like survival
randomly.
You know?
Yeah,
it's a high concept. It's one of those where it would never happen in real life, but
it has Rooker in it.
It's got Rooker in it. It's got John
McGinley.
Oh,
I don't
John
know. Depending where you work, that could happen in real life.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
Carrie can attest to that.
Is that what Prime Camera's like?
You've been there. I don't know.
It seems like a nice place, but of course, if shit went down, I'm pretty sure they would kill half the people in that room. Not saying you would be the one that would get killed, but I would definitely see you covered in blood going, let's go to victory! Stuff like that.
I'd be up there.
Yeah.
At least you would have weapons to choose from in there.
That's right. We have a lot of camera gear that can cause some damage.
Oh, yeah. That would make me cry. Someone hits someone with like a really expensive, massive zoom lens. It's like, no, that's $1,500.
And all you want is the glass from the lens.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I'm just breaking lights, you know.
LED lights don't really hurt that much, though.
No. They don't even get hot.
No. I don't know how we got to that topic.
We're talking about office setting.
I know, but...
Belko experiment.
I am looking forward to that movie. I hadn't heard about it before.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It's got a good cast. It looks like
it's not
going to
do well.
Too.
I don't think it's going to do well in the theater, though.
Oh no, it's not supposed to. It's not going to be a big release. I don't think.
I mean,
I think he also wrote that immediately after he finished the production of Guardians,
and it's the first Orion release again, because Orion used to be. I always remembered all the horrible,
all the good 80s stuff.
All the good great 80s.
You say horrible,
action.
I say good.
I say horrible in a nice way.
Yeah, okay.
Horrible is it's. You can have a bad movie that you still love, because I know a lot of Schwarzenegger movies were like
Predator
Orion.
Was an Orion movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it RoboCop?
Yeah, RoboCop.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened. For some reason, they stopped production for a while, but this is the first.
They went bankrupt.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, they've come back out.
They're not having any money.
This is the first one.
Their first outing in the long time.
Yeah, because they're a subsidiary of a larger one. I can't remember which one it is, if it's Sony or if it's Disney.
Probably Lionsgate. They own everything.
There was one other movie that we watched a trailer for tonight, and that was Despicable Me 3.
Mm.
I have to say...
Trey Parker's in there.
Yeah.
And I love Trey Parker. And Matt, I mean, I love South Park. I love everything those guys do. I like the concept for the character. I like the Despicable Me movies. We talked about that last time.
I'm not a huge fan of them, but
I think it's going to be fun.
I like the first one a lot. I like the second one was kind of shitty.
What was the second one about? Didn't he join the spy group or
meets
something?
A woman.
Yeah, he falls in love.
Yeah. The girls need a mom.
The second one was way more about the minions than the first one. The first one was
The minions turned into a monster.
Some purple minions.
I watched it, yeah.
It was kind of
the first one was
all
much,
over
much
the place.
They made a Minions movie.
This does look fun.
Yeah,
it does.
I like the Minions movie.
The 80s villain is a fantastic concept for a bad guy.
He's perfect for it.
When he threw that Rubik's Cube.
No, I thought the bubblegum idea was hilarious.
He's doing the moonwalk.
Yeah.
Moonwalk on the water with the skis, yeah, it's great. And the fight, the dance
fighting,
fight.
Yeah, everything about it was.
And
great.
Then you hear Michael Jackson. What was another 80s song that they used?
There's another song on the trailer. I don't remember what it was now, though.
Yeah, it's escaping me. Oh well,
but that looks like it'll.
It's a good trailer though, but I don't know if the movie's gonna be good.
I don't know. It looks pretty good.
So did the Phantom Menace.
Oh, did it, though?
The trailer?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Phantom Menace looked good. You're comparing Despicable Me to Phantom Menace.
No, I'm telling you that trailers are often
I rode the Despicable Me ride at Universal.
I did, too.
That was fun.
It was okay.
It was is what it's supposed to be, I guess.
Sure. You get turned into a minion and get turned back into a human.
They've repurposed that ride system like 4 times already.
Was it previous?
It was a Hanna-Barbera originally, then it was a...
You turned into Banana Splits?
There was no Banana Splits in it.
Oh.
It was more like Flintstones and Jetsons and stuff like that.
Okay. That's right. It used to be the Jetsons, right?
Yeah. And then there was a Jimmy Neutron for a while. There was something... I might be wrong, but there might have been something else. I can't remember. Now there's Despicable Me. Same ride system and everything. Nothing in there has changed, so...
Maybe it will change when Despicable Me 3 comes out.
I'm not going to change the ride system, no.
Yeah.
But there has been more talk about, this is totally segueing away from movie trailers, but we talked about the Nintendo World that they're working on. It was announced they're going to open it up first in Japan, and they haven't really announced any rides, but they have talked about there's patents they've made for some new ride attractions, and one of them is a vehicle-based ride.
Mario Kart all the way.
Yeah, though they're working on a Mario Kart ride.
It's got to be.
It has to be.
Oh, another trailer that now we're kind of going back. We probably didn't watch, but I'm pretty sure y'all all seen versions of it before, is the Lego Batman.
Lego Batman, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a new trailer that came out last week.
That's going to be the best Batman. I think
it looks fun though, right?
Will Arnett's Batman. It's great.
Will Arnett's going to be the definitive Batman.
I don't know if he's the definitive Batman.
He's awesome. He's great because he's got that attitude. It's like I understand. And he's like,
who? Okay, let's pose this question: who is your definitive Batman
as of now?
Yeah, out of all the people who've ever played Batman,
I'm going to say Affleck. Really.
Really?
I really thought he was the only thing of value.
Yeah, it's
in that
kind
whole
of a tie
movie.
Between Affleck and Bale.
He's your best?
I think he was the best version of Batman.
Not Val Kilmer?
No, for what it's worth, I agree with Craig.
For what it's worth.
Thank you.
Affleck was really, really good as Batman.
No, I agree.
Everyone doubted him, too. That's what made him being so good worth it.
You know, I think we talked about this before, like ranking them, but like I think Affleck was the best. And
Affleck was the bomb, yo.
In
Batman vs. Superman,
Batman
yo.
Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, yo.
Yo.
But
it doesn't have the same ring as Phantoms, yo.
Yeah.
The Lego movie looks great, though.
Do you know who's playing the voice of the Joker in this movie?
It's Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, okay. That's why it sounded familiar. Yeah. The Joker looks cool as shit. I want to get the little minifigure of that one.
Yeah, you see who Two-Face is going to be?
It's the guy who was supposed to be Two-Face from the Tim Burton days.
Right, Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, Lando Calrissian. Right.
Lando Mofo. Well, I was trying to lead into it, but, you know, took the wind out of my sail.
That's cool that he finally gets to play the part that he was destined for.
He gets to be all smooth and suave.
That's right. With some Colt 45.
Sure.
It's always good to always remember him as Colt 45 guy.
It's true. That's what he is, right?
He's the Bob Uecker of Star Wars then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Is there any other trailers you wanted to discuss?
That's the last one. Oh, no. Have y'all seen the trailer for The Cure for Wellness?
No.
I had a friend see the movie.
Oh, really? Is it good?
It was at Butnumathon, which is that Ain't It Cool News 24-hour.
Yeah, was it good? Did he say anything?
It's definitely freaky.
I really want to see it. It's Gore Verbinski's new movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the trailer looks surreal. It looks crazy. But
you know, the very first thing that he ever shot was a heavy metal music video for Vicious Rumors, the band. It's true.
I don't know who Vicious Rumors is, but that's cool.
Yeah.
No, that's super cool. It ties to the show very well.
It does, right? That's why I said it. Look how that works.
But I heard it's pretty good. I know when they showed it, because Doug Loves Movies, you listen to that podcast? Yeah. The one that just came out today, which tells you when we were recording, was right afterwards. He was there as well. And he's like, it's just weird.
It's not good, but...
No, it's good. It's just that it's a horror.
What is it?
It's a psychological horror movie. I bet
The plot line's very vague. So it's about a... CEO some type, or a kid who's in a big business, gets sent off to a place to get better and feel relaxed.
It's an asylum.
It turns out to be an insane asylum when he gets there.
Yeah, and then there's these little... And then... Everybody's taking these drops.
Yeah, it's like LSD. Probably.
I think it's more than LSD, but I don't know what it is. I don't know anything about
it. And it's a trippy-looking trailer, and more and more the guy who played Goblin in The Amazing Spider-Man, also in Chronicle.
Who?
In The Amazing Spider-Man?
Oh, in The Amazing Spider-Man?
What the hell is that kid's name? He was also in Chronicle. He was the bad guy in Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The kid with the fucked up face.
I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yes, I know. Okay, now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but anyway,
the
he's...
The kid with the fucked up face.
He's in the main character in the movie, and it looks cool. The trailer looks great, and I like Gore Verbinski. I'll see pretty much anything he makes.
I think he's in that new Luc Besson movie, too.
Yes, the Valerian movie. Have y'all seen the Valerian trailer?
I did see that trailer. That looks fucking amazing.
Segue to that shit. Does look amazing.
Here's my only issue. It looks fantastic. The only thing I have is the two leads... So you got that guy.
That guy.
And the girl from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, two coming off of two bad things already.
Yeah.
Dan DeHaan, is that his name?
Yes.
Dan DeHaan.
Yeah, he and, was it Chloe something?
The chick that was the witch in Suicide Squad.
They look so much alike. I couldn't tell if they were siblings, but then they act like they're not siblings.
Yeah, they're supposed to. He's trying to get in her pants the whole movie.
Yeah,
or the whole comic.
But they look too. They look a little too. They're gonna have the baggiest eyed children.
Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets.
Yeah, that looks great. This is the movie like Luc Besson's been trying to make for years, and pretty much was the inspiration for Fifth Element.
Oh yeah, it looks like the movie he wanted Fifth Element to be. When he made it.
Right.
Now the technology has caught up.
There better be like a floating taxi somewhere to show homage to Fifth Element. That would be great.
Fifth Element's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love that movie.
Even though you hate Bruce Willis?
I don't hate Bruce Willis.
I hear you say it all the time.
No, I don't. I hate... Not Bruce Willis.
Oh, no, you hate Tom Cruise because we watched the Mummy trailer.
Tom Cruise, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, Mummy Impossible.
I don't hate Mummy Impossible, that's right. Yes. We didn't talk about the Mummy trailer.
No, we can talk about that now.
All right, so we talked about it. Let's move on.
Why don't you like Tom Cruise?
There's something about him that just grates on me.
Is it because he's crazy?
Yeah, is it?
Well, no, not besides he is crazy. The only movie I've ever really liked him in
Mission Impossible.
No, those are okay. I like those. Fun.
He's fantastic in all those movies, except for the second one.
He ain't rubbing, he ain't racing.
What?
No, the NASCAR movie.
No, never saw that. Which one? Interview with
the
Vampire.
The one with Rooker. Days of Thunder.
Oh, Days of Thunder. Yeah, that was a fun movie.
Yeah, that was.
Well, I can't think of the name of the movie.
Top Gun.
No, it's.
What's he doing it? Cocktails.
He's like the big. No.
The Color of Money.
No. Okay, just keep on naming movies now.
Mission Impossible.
No.
Mission Impossible 2.
No.
3.
Mission Impossible 3.
Yes.
Okay. Rogue Nation.
No.
Ghost Protocol.
No.
Legend.
He was like the TV boss guy.
Thunder?
Tropic Thunder. Thank you.
He plays Les...
Grossman.
Grossman. I loved him in that role. But
he's great in that.
But Tom Cruise is great in pretty much every movie he's in. There's only a couple movies he's made that I'm like, it was
all
right.
Yeah, and if it's all... And I agree, because...
Eyes Wide Shut, you like that movie?
Yeah, it's great. I think it's a great Kubrick film, yeah.
He does a great... Tom Cruise commits. That's the one thing. He may be in a crappy movie, but he is not phoning it in. He never phones it in.
Just like Nicolas Cage never phones it in. He just turns it up to crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, I feel like when he does stuff, it's he's trying as hard as he possibly can, which I appreciate, because after years of my hero, Harrison Ford... phoning it in the 90s mostly.
Talking about Force Awakens, he phoned it in?
No, that's when he finally picked up the phone.
Right.
He finally actually did some stuff. That's why I was so excited about that movie. Oh, to see him actually engaged.
Right.
But then you see like Firewall. It's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's just right. He's just, you know,
flipping
the chick over.
What was that other one where it was like a Ransom movie? Or was that Firewall?
I think Ransom. Yeah, Firewall was a Ransom movie.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
It was. He's been in a lot
Give
of crap.
Give me back my family.
That's pretty much what
Hollywood
he did for
Homicide.
The 90s. I never saw that movie.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
I try to avoid Josh Hartnett movies.
Yeah, well, if Harrison Ford's, I gave him the benefit of the doubt for a long time. And then, like, starting around 2005, I'm like, I can't.
Anyway, The Mummy looks great.
The Mummy looks like it's a Mission Impossible movie.
I think with the
does it, though?
It looks exactly like it, except
it
they
don't. It looks totally different, though.
It looks okay.
I think it looks cool. I
see what they're doing there. It's not a remake of the Brendan Fraser one, no. But it's like they're trying
it's
to bring that character.
Universal Monster.
Yeah, the Universal Monster. They're making a Universal Monster universe. So Russell Crowe is going to be Jekyll in this movie. So they're going to.
So the next one's going to be Dr. Jekyll, Mr.
Probably.
Hyde.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But you never know. They could do a Thanos thing and just kind of use him as the connecting piece.
Connecting piece. Yeah, there you go. I mean, they have the Invisible Man, they have the Mummy.
That Johnny Depp's supposed to be the Invisible Man. That's what I heard.
God damn it! What the fuck does Johnny Depp not?
So they don't have to pay him for his role because he's not going to. He's not going to be.
You know him.
Right?
He's going to want to be in that little green suit with the golf balls and stuff and running around.
And get paid a fuck ton of money
fuck
for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, because
I mean he's in the new Harry Potter movies.
Yeah,
he's going to ruin that one. It used to be when he was like, "Oh, it's Johnny Depp. It's going to be a great movie." And now it's like, "Oh, why is he in this?"
Well, like he learned.
Unless he's not
he
playing
learned
Guy
to be
LaPointe.
Jack Sparrow. And then he could not unlearn being Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, I call that
the Jack Sparrow.
The Al Pacino effect. Al Pacino was a great actor. He would change every time, and then he did Scent of a Woman,
and he was a guy for forever. For the while, I was doing this for as long as I could.
And he did that until recently he started. And then Nicholson did the same thing. He did The Shining, and he was Jack Nicholson.
Robert De Niro, you could say the same thing, too.
De Niro did, yeah. They kind of do it, and then they
get tired is what it is.
It goes in patterns. You know, we'll give Depp another 10 years, and then he'll, like, figure out what he's doing. Yep. And
when he's all
we'll
old
like him again.
And weird and shit.
Yeah.
But that happens to a lot of good actors. Except Meryl Streep's the only one who doesn't. She happens to kind of do something different every time. Or she's done so many, she may repeat, but... It was Al Pacino
Does, like,
was the same thing.
She does like 50 movies a year, doesn't she?
Yeah,
she gets nominated every fucking year.
Yeah.
I know that for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
She's good.
She's Meryl fucking Streep, is all you have to say.
Give her the don't even have to
she
like,
doesn't
do
win,
the
though.
Award.
She doesn't
she
win.
She never wins.
She hasn't
always
won in a long time, but she does get nominated.
She won sometimes.
She has, but not in a long time.
All right, let's move on to our next segment, which is actually George Hates Metal.
Bom, bom.
Let's get into it.
I don't even know. I didn't listen to anything.
Welcome back to the show, my friend. We just heard a little bit from the brand new Dark Tranquility. I got it out that time. That was the title track, Atoma, from the album Atoma. And that was the pick that Justin did for George Hates Metal for this week. So I'm going to give it to you. Let's hear it.
My turn?
Your turn now.
Okay. It was okay. Like, I don't like the vocalist. It's kind of meh overall. Nothing special about it, and there's really nothing that made me want to listen to it ever.
Wow.
So
ever.
Yeah, that's, I'm never going to ever try to listen to that.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I've never been a huge Dark Tranquility fan. I've seen it live a few times. I've listened to their music, but it's never been the mellow death band that I've gone to. I mean, it's a much better band, I think.
I think in general, you're right. Like, they've never been that for me either. Like, I've liked them for a long time, yeah, but I never loved them. Like, they're one of the guys that came up at the same time as In Flames and Soilwork, and you know I'm a big fan of theirs. I feel like as In Flames has gotten worse and worse, Dark Tranquility's gotten better and better. And, like, the last three...
not hard to do.
The last, like, three Dark Tranquility albums have been steadily getting better, and I feel like this is their best album yet. And, like, In Flames kind of is the opposite, maybe a little bit. whereas, like, Soilwork's kind of stayed, you know...
Great. I saw Dark Tranquility last week. Enforcer opened up, and then I was there for Swallow the Sun, who was, like, one of my favorite bands that has actually come out in the past 10 years. And I watched Dark Tranquility. I watched most of their performance, but I sort of left, like, maybe, like, an hour in. They're good. They're fun. They had a huge screen behind them, but it wasn't as overwhelming as when we saw Queensryche a couple weeks ago.
Which is also horrible. Yeah.
No, Queensryche is great.
It's pretty horrible.
They're great. By horrible, you mean great.
Horribly
bad.
They're
not so great anymore, but they used to be great.
They're horribly bad.
By bad, you mean good.
You should only say good things about Dark Tranquility because I saved you from having to listen to Queensryche.
It's true. It's
okay. I would have just shat all over Queensryche because you played them for me last week, and I'm like, nah, I'm all right.
I really like this album.
What do you think of Queensryche, Craig?
It's like asking me, what do I think about Quantum Mechanics? I they're not my cup of tea. I grew up with them.
You were a fan. You're a guest on the show.
I think so.
What did you think of the Dark Tranquility?
Like I said, I knew you guys were doing this one, so I listened to it. I was fine with the music. The music's fine. But then we get the guy doing his Batman impression, and I can't understand a word he's saying. It's I don't know. So for me, I kind of lose the whole thing. It gives me hope that someday I can perform in front of an audience singing metal. But other than that, I'm like, this is the one thing I agree with George about.
That's not true. He agrees on a lot of things. No, he just doesn't want to admit to it. He doesn't want to admit to it.
It was meh. I mean, I didn't recoil in horror. Metal is definitely not my genre, but it wasn't. I could listen to it if I was at a party, if I was just,
right.
If I was
not really like a party song. Like the thing about
no, but if
like,
I was stuck at, like in a car with you on a road trip and you said, "Hey, can I play that?" I'm like, "Sure." Now, if it was the fifth time in an hour, I would jump for my life. But once or twice, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with the song.
You know, the best thing I would say about seeing Dark Tranquility live last week, Swallow the Sun kicked major ass. They were amazing live.
I wish I'd been able to go to the show.
It was the very last show that they played with their keyboardist ever. He left the band, and
you got disgusted with it too.
What?
No, I just
if you can only see my look I'm giving you right now.
He's like, I'm fed up with this shit. I'm done.
No, I mean it was the guy's name is Alexis, so, and yeah, it's the very last show, and he just wanted to spend more time with his family and stuff like that.
Nobody wants to spend more time with the family.
Well, apparently he does.
Isn't your wife going to listen to this?
Yeah, but I spend a lot of time with my wife. She's fine.
She go on tour then.
She don't want to. Yeah.
She go on tour for a while, and then you'll miss your wife a lot.
Oh, I miss my wife all the time. She's the one that's irritated with me, so she's like,
okay. I can see that.
Why don't you go on the road, Craig? Yeah. You can go to Salt Lake by yourself. Go to family.
I'll be fine.
I can see that.
Yeah. I can take a couple days without you.
So, going around the table, Justin likes this album. It's one of his favorites of the year.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we listened to two songs, and they were split apart songs. Like, a lot of times with metal, you have to listen to the full album to really appreciate
it. I agree.
It. And this is one of those types of albums that you have to do that. You have to listen from beginning to end to really get the full effect. And if you do that, I think you'll really enjoy it. It's my number two album of the year, honestly. Like, I love it.
It's way higher than I would have ever put it, but that's my
I'm
opinion.
Honestly surprised it's there, because it was my number, like, three or four a few weeks ago. But I've listened to it like 15 times in the last week, and it's just so topical and so relevant to everything that's going on in my life.
You just made Craig hurt.
No, I was like, that was that number two. I'm like, 15, that's what I was talking about. I can listen to it once or twice, but if I have to listen to the whole thing 15 times and a whole album, 15 times.
But I don't see it as having to. I see it as getting to. Like, I enjoy it.
That's right.
Yeah, while we're recording, there's another show going on at the Scout Bar here in Houston. Omni and Gathering played.
Yeah.
And Sean from MSRcast just texted me, and he said they were great.
I'm sure they were. That's another one of my top 10.
That's the only band I really wanted to see tonight, because Sonata Arctica, I mean, I like them.
I like their old stuff. But Ecliptica is really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silence is really good. Everything after that is kind of like...
Leaves Eye was playing, so like, it's not even the original singer, so it doesn't even matter at that point. That's why I didn't really go. I don't know. There's a lot of good shows coming up, so I'm not too worried.
In April, I'm so excited.
I got my VIP ticket for Amorphis.
I do not yet, but I will if I can.
Anthrax is coming with Killswitch Engage. I'm not a big fan of Killswitch Engage, but just being able to see Anthrax if they got canceled after the last show, I'm excited for.
Yeah, and then we found out Allegion's coming too.
Who are they touring with? Allegion's touring with who?
I don't remember. It's the
bunch of bands that don't matter.
It's a bunch of bands that don't matter. I'm just going to see Allegion.
And Immolation's touring with Roots, you know, which is the Cavalera Brothers doing Roots, which got canceled from the Houston Open Air too.
Bloody Roots.
That's right. So
I was about to say, like, the rap group, The Roots?
No, not The Roots.
Sepultura Roots.
Yeah, the album.
You mean the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show Roots?
Yeah. That's what I thought he was talking about for a second.
Bloody Roots. But,
like, they got together and made a metal group?
I am Roots.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Right.
I'm sure it will. Or it Groot, has happened Groot. And it wasn't very good.
Oh, you did that good.
I used to sing in a metal band.
Goes down. We'll have James call.
I can do the guttural growls pretty well.
All right, let's start a band. I play drums and George can
do
George,
nothing.
George sings.
That would keep with the pattern.
George can do the melodic singing and I'll do
Dave
the growls.
Dave can play guitar. I'll play drums. You'll sing. That's all we need. We'll teach you how to play bass.
Tyrad. It's the thing you just stand in the background.
We'll get you that Rocksmith game and we'll teach you how to play bass from that.
You slap the bass, man.
Slapping the bass. So, final opinion. On Dark Tranquility. That's a hard band name to
Dark
say right
Tranquility.
Now. There you go.
It was okay.
At least you can say it.
It's boring. I thought it was kind of boring.
Not the best mellow death. I'll agree on that one.
Yeah, that's my final verdict. It was just kind of meh. It was metal for me.
All right.
I got to use the thing
the metal. I've said that for years, so you can't.
Have you?
That.
I've never heard you say it.
Bullshit. Asked. Metal.
I've never heard you say it.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not true.
I'm sure you have, but I've never heard you say it.
Thank you. The voice in the other room concurs.
Okay.
All right. So let's, what do we need to do next? Tickle some geekery?
Yeah, tickle some geekery.
I thought we did that at the beginning.
Did we?
Yeah, we talked about what we've been doing, games and TV and stuff.
I thought we were what we've been up to.
Oh. Yeah, but we haven't had the proper chance to tickle our
shit. I got to come up with something new to talk about.
Think about that, and we'll be right back.
All right, so it's that time of the week where everyone gets to talk about what's tickling their geek this week.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, I bet you are ready.
I am ready.
Dirty motherfucker.
Yeah,
man,
so
that got vicious quick.
Wow.
So you want to go first?
No.
You said you were ready. So,
okay, I'll be ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready. This I'm gonna probably have to sell some of my collection off to do this because I don't want more than I have because I have a shitload
of your Funko Pops.
Funko Pops. Okay. So they just announced Disney has announced there's a bunch of new ones coming out like DuckTales and Tailspin and all that, but that's not what I'm excited for. There's going to be a monthly subscription box or a bi-monthly subscription box that's going to feature Disney Parks Funko items.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So and all about the subscription boxes.
I am. I will sell off part of my collection to do this, too. I will admit that right now.
Yeah, I guess they're doing the DuckTales stuff because the new show's coming
out. Yeah, new DuckTales show is coming on. That's something to be excited for, too.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. I mean, they've already done the Haunted Mansion, but I mean... A lot of cool stuff from the parks they can do, and I'm excited for that.
Cool.
That's tickling my geek right now.
So how much is it going to cost a month for that?
I have no idea.
Where would they go for more information?
Funko.com,
maybe? So it's through Funko Pop?
Yeah, it's an official Funko thing. Just like they have the Star Wars, the Marvel, and the DC and all that. So. Mm.
Oh, that's cool, man.
I'm excited for
people
that.
Who are Funko Pop collectors.
And Disney
and
parks
Disney
fans.
Nerds. Yeah. There you
like
go.
Me. That's it.
Craig, do you want to go now?
Oh.
Since you're the guest, you might as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited because I'm going to be going to Marvelous Nerd Year's Eve in Dallas.
It's
Marvelous.
It's Marvelous because it's Stan Lee. And Stan Lee's going to be there the entire weekend.
Oh, I see what they did there.
And But this is a little different because Stan, I guess one of the things that Stan was kind of gets kind of upset with.
Oh, so you're on first name basis already.
Yeah, yeah.
Stan, okay.
Yeah.
It's the best friend, man.
Well, my guy called Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee, yeah, that's right.
So you're going to the show? What are you doing at the show?
I'm going to be moderating some panels there. And,
very cool.
But Stan, one of the things that he gets irritated about when he gets invited to these Comic-Cons is they think because his birthday is the 28th or the 27th, he'll be 94 years old.
Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is he goes to the conventions and they think, oh, he's 94 years old. We'll let him leave him alone. And he wants to party.
He's a dirty old man.
So every night there's a huge party. On New Year's Eve, there's going to be four parties going on at the same time.
Jeez.
They've got an entire floor, the 37th level. Which is the VIP lounge. Our buddy Ming Chen's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, Ming's going to be there.
Michael Rooker's going to be there.
If Ming's there, it's a party.
Yeah. Ming's going to be there. Michael Rooker's going to be there. Sean Gunn, as we talk about, the people that we've talked about on the show from Guardians of the Galaxy.
James Gunn's brother.
Yeah. Nichelle Nichols O'Hara's going to be there. They got a bunch of...
cast members, a lot of people from Clerks are going to be there. Yeah, Brian O'Halloran.
Yes, I can't remember all their
Jason
names.
Mewes is going to be there, right?
Jason's going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people there from the 100. They've got some.
What about Power Rangers?
They got a couple. Yes, they do got a couple.
It's
Power
not
Rangers.
A comic convention without a Power Ranger, dude.
Hey, come on, not in Texas at least.
Not in Texas.
I was going to say, I just saw some people that they announced. Yes, there's definitely some Power Rangers.
Is it from the Power Rangers?
Jason Funk's going to be there.
I'm looking it up right now.
Ciara Hanna is going to be there. She's the yellow Power Ranger.
Are these the people from the new Power Rangers movie?
I have no idea because I'm not a Power Rangers fan. I was in that.
Neither am I.
Well, the new movie looks cool as shit. I kind of want to see the new movie.
Yeah, I'm at that age where the Power Rangers came after. I was too old for Power Rangers.
Gotcha. So you weren't part of that craze. Like, I wasn't in part of the craze of Pokemon.
Neither was I. I was too old for that.
Right. I was too old for Pokemon when that shit came out.
Pinky and the Brain are going to be there.
The voice actors?
That's right.
That's cool.
Maurice, if you have...
Maurice LaMarche, right?
He's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, he's just as a talent. I mean, he's really...
What else has he done?
He was Egon from the Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters?
Yeah, the real Ghostbusters.
Not the shitty 2016 Ghostbusters. No.
Yeah. Yeah, he was Kristen Wiig. It's just that he shaved and he went out. That's the same thing.
Ming-Na Wen. There'll be two Mings there.
There's going to be, Max Henderson, Hernandez. Max Hernandez and Ming, they're Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So,
who?
Agent Sitwell.
Okay.
The bad guy. He was in a lot of the TV shows, but he was also in the...
He's dead.
He's dead now.
Yeah.
He was killed.
Sitwell.
Sitwell.
Maurice LaMarche.
Who was he on the show?
He was the Hill Hydra guy. Yeah, he was Coulson's partner.
The bald guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the bad guy in the Winter Soldier movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. They killed him on the roof or something?
No, they killed him on the boat, I think.
No, he got thrown out the car.
He got thrown out, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Rob Paulsen, that's cool. Yeah, Jez Harnell.
I think all the Animaniacs are going to be there for the first time in a long time.
That's cool.
Ryan Johnson will be there, too.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a huge blowout with the parties every night. So I'm going to be doing some panels. I don't know which ones yet.
Marilyn Gigliotti. That's what I was trying to think.
That's the one I couldn't.
From Clerks.
I was seeing the GH in my head and I'm like, I don't know these people well enough.
She's one of my Facebook friends, which is weird. I just friended her one day, but it's weird because like she's commented on stuff before. And I'm like, it's just weird.
Yeah, well, Ming,
it's awkward.
It is weird because you know when you type in and then Ming likes something or says something, it's like, oh, I forget.
So, what do you know? What panels you're hosting already?
Not yet. They keep changing. You know how Comic Cons work. Sometimes that schedule changes up in the last minute. We're still about 2 weeks out. I should have everything finalized on this weekend, so I can start sitting down all next week.
Do some research.
Do some research because
looking at the.
I have to say the people I want to talk to, I doubt I'm gonna get O'Hara. I doubt I'm gonna get Stan Lee. But I may get some like Max Hernandez.
You're going to be like, here's some Power Rangers, Craig.
Yeah, here's some Power Rangers.
Or
yeah,
Michael Rooker.
I would love to do Rooker and Gunn are doing one together.
I mean, Ming did Rooker's.
Ming usually will moderate Rooker's panels most of the time.
Yeah.
Why don't you do like the Ming and Mike? Or
Ming and Mike?
Mike's Mike and Ming, right? It's going to be Brian Johnson. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But why don't you do like moderate Ming again?
I don't have that power. You make it sound like it's Mike on.
Can't you just make this decision? Just call Stan Lee and tell him what you want
to
do.
Yeah, I'll call Devin, who's in charge. He's a real nice guy. But I got the gig through our mutual sign language ladies of Blue Sun
That's right.
interpreting. And so
that's very cool, man.
Yeah, because this will be the one of four.
Can you hook us up with tickets? So that's what I'm really.
Can I hook you up
at.
With tickets? I can get you a discount if you. I can get you a 4-day pass, $50 off.
Oh yeah, how would I do that?
If you go to marvelousnye.com and then use my name, Craig Price, as the code, $50 off a. It's like, I think it's $125, so it's $75 for the weekend.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
not bad at all. 4 days, huh?
4 days. It starts on the 29th through the 1st. And there's stuff.
There's a big bash on the 1st, I imagine.
There's four big bashes going on.
Does the ticket get you
admission?
Ticket
gets you to two out of the four, and then the different tiers, of course, how it works.
Yeah, you got to pay for more, of course.
Yeah. And but there's parties every night. There's going to be a roast of Stan Lee on Friday. And
that should be fun.
Yeah. All the jokes are going to be about how old he is.
Sure. And probably how he's a dirty old man.
That too.
Because there's panels, community panels going on all night long. So these are not just going to be shut down at 7 p.m. These are at 1 o'clock at night in the hotel, because it's all one big hotel. It's the Sheraton. So it's all in one spot. So imagine them if the George R. Brown was sealed shut and we could just stay in there for 4 days. The geek funk was going to grow, but...
That happens in one day, sir.
Yeah, at the George R.
That happens in a few hours.
It happens in a few hours.
But the good, great thing is that you don't have to worry. You go to the party, you drink all you want, and then just stumble back to your room. You don't really have to worry about, getting...
Well, that sounds like
back.
Fun, man.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I wish I could go. I really do know.
Like I said, I'm working on it. This is a new...
I don't know if I can get away, though, is my problem.
Yeah, this is a new con. Yeah. And I've never worked with these folks before. It's like Salt Lake. I'll be doing not only the FanX, but I'll be doing a Salt Lake Comic Con in September. And I don't know anybody up there. so it'll be interesting to... It's not like Comic Palooza, my home, where I know everybody and they seem to like me. And when I say hello to everybody, they actually go, "Hey, it's Craig," and they're happy to see me.
That's because you're wearing a name tag.
Yeah, I'm going to be...
we always know by the name tag.
Yeah, I'm going to be going blind
Who are you?
In Dallas. So I have no idea.
Wait, what's your name again?
Yeah.
If you want more information, you can go to geekexpos.com and search for Marvelous Nerd Years Eve.
Yeah. Or show. Marvelous NYE it goes to the same spot.
So. Okay, very cool.
So
he just said that.
Yeah. No, he's doing his hostly duties.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Well, that's my big plug.
Very and you're cool. excited about it.
I'm super excited. I've been bugging this guy going, who am I going to be talking to?
Who's the person you would love to interview at that?
Yeah, out of everybody there, who do you want?
Besides Stanley. Well, besides Can't Stanley.
Everybody wants
I would
Stanley.
Like to do the Maurice LaMarche and Ron Paulson.
Oh, that'd be
Pinky
cool.
in the Brain. Only because I... Really,
you know what you should do? They just released Funko Pops for Pinky and the Brain. You should get those autographed
if I can. That's the other thing is I'm going to see what kind of extra benefits working a con
mm-hmm.
when you're involved.
Sure,
I want to be able to push the boundaries without breaking the boundaries.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, but sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to pull a Wizard World, but I do want to. I'll talk to you off about that one. But it's going to be fun.
That's something for later.
So I drive up. My wife will meet me on Thursday. I get there a day early just to get ready to be part of it because I'm staff, which is unlike Comic Palooza where I have to beg and plead, "Hey, can I be a podcast member?"
I'm sure begging
the guys
never
that run that program
up.
They're assholes. I don't know what's going on.
You want to talk about assholes?
That guy's a fucking asshole, man.
They're the assholes the size of the one that we saw at the beginning of the Galaxy Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's right. Assholes as big as Ego the Loving Planet.
Yeah. Or
I send him emails all the time. He never replies. It's annoying.
But yes, I'm super excited.
Cool. So what are you excited for, Justin?
Well, if you don't know, I write a comic book with George over
what?
There.
What?
Called Speak No Evil.
Wait,
it's
what?
News. They'd never heard this
They've
before.
Never heard about it.
Never heard about
it. It's not like we've been on Craig's podcast and talked about it or, talked about it on this show many, many times. But
I do want to say that my wife and I both screwed up. We did not talk to each other and we both bought our own, I don't want to call it a subscription, but we kickstarted.
We both supported the Kickstarter.
But separately.
And we appreciated
that. Yeah, we both.
But we would have got better. We would have got better shit if we'd done it together.
That's true. Don't worry, Craig. We'll give you some free shit.
Because it's like if we just combined it, we would have got to the site another tier.
We will hook you up.
We'll hook you up.
Episode three.
Craig, you've been one of our biggest supporters, so don't worry. You'll get some free
number three,
shit.
I'll make sure that we combine our money so we can really get the good stuff.
Okay. Fair enough. But anyways,
what's going on?
Well, a couple things. Issue 2 is moving along really well. We just got page 18, the pencils and inks for it, out of 22. So we're really close to the finish line. We should have the whole
right
thing together
too.
By first week of January.
Very cool.
The way things are going. We found out our artist, or our colorist rather, Chen Lin, is going to be coming to America for C2E2.
Really?
So we're
Chicago, right?
Yeah, we don't know if there's any way we can make that work out or whatever, but it would be pretty awesome to go up there and meet her. And
when is C2E2?
It's in April or May.
I think you said April.
I think it's like April 28th through the 29th or something.
That's my anniversary. I've always wanted to go back. I've been wanting to go back to Chicago. That's a good reason. My family's from there, so we spend a lot of time there.
Like I said, I don't know for sure if we can make anything happen with that or not, but it would be pretty awesome to
road trip.
I mean, it all depends.
Road trip to Chicago?
It all depends.
Yeah, dude, come on.
That's like a 2-day drive.
It's only like 20 hours.
You can make it. I made it to New York City in one shot.
But she's probably not coming to the U.S. from China too often. So, you know, if we want any opportunity to meet her, this is probably about it. But aside from that, issue two, like I said, is almost done.
How long is she coming to America for? Just for the show?
I don't know. She's still trying to figure all that out.
Because usually when people come here, they spend a couple weeks. And I think Comicpalooza might be in that window if she's here for more than, because it's early. It's earlier than usual.
If she's here long enough, we'll have to talk to her.
We have to talk to her.
Just giving you ideas.
No, it's a great idea. I didn't even think about that.
It is.
She's not coming for just the C2E2.
Maybe. I don't really know. She's still trying to figure out if she can even come.
Oh. Put it into the Kickstarter to have her fly down to Houston.
Well, she also works on another comic called Wretches, which just got
James
funded.
Roche, yeah. That just got funded.
Oh, very cool.
She did another one called Ace Squad or something like that.
Ace of Base?
No, it's like a kids, young adult comic that she did.
And she's also like got like a contract for like some bigger things that are coming, like upper tier comics.
Like Marvel has been talking to her about stuff.
So you found her on the ground floor, and now she's going to be huge, and it's going to
leave you in a wake.
No, I think
we literally just signed her contract.
We have her on lock for a while.
No, she's awesome. She's a pleasure to work with. So I'm not worried about her like jumping ship or anything. But I am excited. I would love to meet her. She seems really cool. But aside from that, issue one is finally up on Comixology as of today.
Comixology, really?
Yeah.
God, if you only knew how long it took to get there.
About as long as it takes to get a podcast on iTunes.
At least
right?
5 or 6 months.
No, about four times as long.
No, really.
Say, getting the one on iTunes.
It's taken like 5 months, right?
We submitted August 1st.
Wow.
And what was the biggest hoop you had to jump through?
No, we submitted August 1st. By August 15th, it had been approved. By August 30th, it had been processed and approved, and it was put on Comixology this morning.
This just goes to show you how many comics they go through, I guess.
Every creator we've talked to that has had trouble with Comixology and getting their book on there has said, oh man, those guys are so rigorous and they demand so many things. We had to make so many changes and like adjust things to their format and blah, 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 blah. So much stuff people bitch about. We sent our book in and they were like, yep, good enough. And then they just made us wait for 5 months.
So what happens when you... What about issue two? Is it going to take the same amount of time?
I really don't know.
I hope not.
We talked to John Hughes, our mutual friend who does Overground Comics, and he said that he'd already made those connections. So now that when he sends them stuff, it does get on there faster. But I don't know if that'll be the case for us or not. I hope so. I hope it doesn't take us another 6 months to get another issue up there.
If not, we're submitting it as soon as we can.
Yeah.
So how much does it cost to buy on Comixology?
It's $3. It's $2.99. to buy it through them. If you have the app or whatever, it makes it really easy to get it cataloged with all your other stuff. Alternatively, we do offer it available through our website, graybearcomics.com. You can buy the digital version for $3 there as well, and we'll just email it to you. And it's DRM free, so you can move it between devices or whatever, or share with friends.
That DRM crap.
Yeah. Or you can buy physical copies as well. We'll mail them to you. That's no problem at all.
We'll even sign it for free if you ask.
When you hoping number two drops?
Number two should be finished by the first week of January.
I know that, but when it will be ready for us to consume.
When is number two going to drop?
All the Kickstarter backers will get it first.
Should have it by February.
Okay.
Very cool.
Then I will keep it so when I get my trip to Salt Lake, I'll have something to read.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to have to let us know what you think, too.
We're really excited for it.
I told you the first step. I actually read the first one and actually wanted to read the second one
immediately.
So that's
I hear rumors that I'm in the second issue. So
you are.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that.
Well,
we need to get our artist pictures of you, so you'll know what to draw.
Pictures.
That would probably help.
Do you have a picture you want us to use in particular?
Anything on my social media, I guess.
You want to have one where you just give him the thumbs up.
Like, we should just take a picture of him today and send it to Samir.
You could probably do that.
By the way, this is the bartender.
Your glasses won't look like your glasses, though, because those weren't the style back then. They'll be like the big round spectacles, but it will
probably
be
take your picture without the glasses.
That's fine. Yeah. That's cool. Congratulations, guys. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's been... and then also, For me, I've been excited for Christmas, which is right around
the corner. But I would like to say something. If we can arrange it next week when we're all here together doing the show, yeah. I want to do our present exchange live on the podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that Christ. Would be fun.
I already gave you your present, and I already gave George his present.
It don't matter.
I already gave you your present, too.
You promised it just
hasn't arrived yet.
It hasn't arrived yet.
It don't matter.
Will you edit out all the ripping of the presents?
No, that's the best part of it.
Because there's a lot of dead air going.
Exactly.
Well, that's what everyone likes to hear is the crinkling of the paper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the best part of Christmas.
So what's your favorite part of Christmas?
Well, this year is a little bit especially more special.
Hanukkah's on Christmas, that's why.
Well, it starts Christmas Eve, yeah, the 24th.
This will be the first Christmas for me and Catherine, so this is pretty exciting. And it also marks like our one-year anniversary, which is kind of weird.
Don't go real big on the present because you still got several years to go.
Oh, no, we made it.
If you go too big, then you gotta up yourself and you're screwed.
That's right.
No, we made a cap for $100, but I don't think neither one of us stayed true to the $100 cap.
You never stay true to that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just don't go too crazy.
Yeah, no.
Did she tell you, you don't have to give me anything?
Yeah, every girl says that, though. That's a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ball-faced lie.
No, this year is just, I don't know. I'm ready for 2016 to be over. Kind of.
Aren't we all?
And,
God, this year sucks.
I don't know.
I think 2017 is not going to be much better.
But. I've had a pretty good year, considering everything with the comic and Graveyard Comics with Justin and I. And
okay, let me clarify. Good things have happened this year, but this year is an asshole.
Yeah, it's been an asshole for like
so a plus big 10, things. And then the rest of the year was a minus 42. It's still a negative 30.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Doesn't really balance out yet.
No.
And I'm also looking forward to the comic coming out. And once the Christmas break is over, Justin and I are reconvening to start working on our next comic.
We've already started working on it. We just
need to get together and write it and stuff.
Yeah.
And those are the things I'm excited
for. The last thing I know we're all excited
that
for.
That and Star Wars.
Which, about to say, Rogue One. We're all seeing it
Everyone's
this weekend.
Everyone's excited for
so
Star Wars.
We'll talk about Star Wars next week.
You're going to see it again.
I am. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Let's talk about it next week. I know Dave is going to see it as well, and he'll be back next week. So, and we'll have our holiday celebration. That kind of shit. That kind of shit going on.
It's a celebration, bitches.
That's right.
And we can talk about our favorite Christmas movies and argue why it counts as a Christmas movie or not.
We can do that. That'll be our topic. That and the Star Wars review.
Oh, good.
All right. All right. So let's time to put a bow on this episode. I tied it into Christmas.
See, it's going into Christmas.
So let's wrap this episode up. We'll be right back. So we've made it to the end of another episode of the Metal Geeks podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Before we go, we have to talk about our sponsors.
Woohoo!
George, I'm leaving it to you.
TweakedAudio.com. Want to get some great stocking stuffers this year? Fill your ear holes with Tweaked Audio headphones, and then save some monies, because everybody's all about saving some monies.
You're getting better at this every time.
Yep. Type in Metal Geeks, you'll save 33%. Free shipping and a lifetime guarantee.
That's right.
Metal Geeks. TweakedAudio.com. Put it in your ears.
Thank you. Thank you for those kind words from to our sponsors. They appreciate it. Get them in your stockings. That's right. So thanks for tuning in. Any final comments you guys wanted to talk about real quick?
Just please, if you haven't checked out Speak No Evil, check it out. Just go to Comixology and do a search for it. We're actually on the front page right now, which is kind of cool.
Sweet.
Down in the indie comics section. Or awesome. You can go to our website, Gray Bear Comics, that's G-R-A-Y, bearcomics.com, and check us out there.
Awesome.
And yourself, sir?
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's always fun to see you guys. And
we love
glad to have you here.
It's fun.
Yeah, normally, I have to wait till the Comic-Cons to see you guys. But
it's true.
Or I it's your house.
Yes, you went to my house last time.
So I went to George's empty house.
It was not that empty, Jesus.
It was pretty empty. But I appreciate seeing you. I've given George a hard time because I feel like Justin could really do some damage. Where if I was in a fight, I think I could at least outrun you.
Damn, that's a fat joke if I ever heard one.
No. I could outrun him too, but I mean, he looks like...
I don't know about that.
If you caught me, I don't feel like I'd be in danger.
Justin is much stronger than he lets on.
Yeah, Justin looks like he could beat the hell out of a lot of people, and you look like a regular guy.
Thanks,
so that's why.
I guess.
He just called you a weakling, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, well, look at me. I'm like 183 pounds of nothing.
Okay. Okay.
But, okay, let's talk about your podcast and the Marvelous New Year's
Marvelous Nerd Year's Eve. Thank I know. You. I just say Marvelous New Year's Eve, too.
There you go.
MarvelousNYE.com. It's December 29th through January 1st. You know, use my name, Craig Price, to get, you know, $50 off the 4-day admission. Or, you know, just go up for one day. If you go at all, make sure to look for me and check and say hello and tell me, hey, I heard you on Metal Geeks.
I want to go for one day. That might be an idea. I don't know. That should be fun.
Yeah.
If I could afford it, I'd go, but probably.
And your podcast, the Reality Check podcast, and your new one that's coming out.
I was like, so realitycheckpodcast.com, that's my normal one. We're on a hiatus, as we do every winter until February. So
if people don't know about that show, it's a little bit different than, definitely different than this show.
Yeah, it's an interview show, so I talk to business folks. And even if when I have people who are not in traditional business, I try to talk about, you know, different expertise, like I've had Cirque du Soleil folks on. They're coming in April, so I'm hoping to get free tickets out of that podcast. You go, why do you podcast? Do you make money podcasting? Well, no, but I can transfer into, you know, tickets to
free stuff.
Curios, which will be in April. So that's fun. But it's Reality Check. I talk to folks like Justin and George when they and talk about how they make comic books, but I also talk to like Orangutan Rescue, FBI agents, business folks from all walks of life.
Even me.
Even you, twice.
Twice. I'm a repeater.
You are. I did talk to you for social media.
Repeat offender.
Yeah, he's on the watch list. came on for social media for Comic Palooza,
right,
which you do a hell of a job with.
Thank you.
Prime Camera, which you do a hell of a job with.
Thank you.
So I always appreciate good business folks.
And your new show. Talk
the
about
new
that.
Show, you know, it will be January 14th. It's going to come out every Saturday morning. It's called Matinee Heroes with Alan Cerny and I. We're going to talk about movies from all years. We've got, you know, we're hoping to take it on the road a little bit.
You already got a group on Facebook as well, so you can find that already.
Yeah, we're in the pre-stages. That's why I'm like not giving out emails or websites, because I don't want people to go to it and go, hey, there's nothing there yet. But on January, we'll have all that stuff going. And
I have a feeling that all three of us are going to wind up as guests on that show at one point.
Well, maybe.
We'll talk about movies.
At least one.
I have a couple movie ideas.
George will be on, because George hates everything. He's like Mikey. So I'm going to have him pick a movie that he really hates, and we'll talk about it.
I don't hate everything. That is not true.
I'm going to have you come on and talk about Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the good one, right?
No,
the one with Kirsten Dunst and McCarthy. Yeah, we'll have
sure.
you come on.
Sure, I will sit down and watch it with you if that's what it takes.
30 minutes of that'll be fun. But absolutely, wow. Yeah. Like I said, we're still working out the kinks. Alan, our hopes are to have not only critics and... but also hope to get some folks that actually were in part of it, some directors, some actors that were actually in part of the movies, and have him talk about the movies too. So
very cool.
It's a very ambitious thing we're going to try to do.
I'll get you in touch with some local people too, so maybe they can
absolutely
get that going.
And all my trips to these Comic Cons are going to be bringing the recorder. Got to get the. I'm not going to be renting the H6N, I'm sorry, even though it worked out great, but I'm going to try.
Also, I'll rent you mine on the side now.
Believe me, I am super jealous. And if anybody's listening, I would like an H6N for Christmas.
It's an H6. They don't make an H6N.
Oh, they don't make an H6. I don't know what it is. I just know it's not what I've got.
Right.
I've got the old version.
So thanks for coming on the show. It was a blast.
And I'm sorry Dave's not here, because Dave's a buddy of mine too. So
that's right.
So Dave, we kind of missed you.
He's waving to you, Dave. I know you can see that.
It's a podcast medium. He doesn't get it yet.
And George?
Oh, he's Justin already
took care of it.
Yeah, so
for us, you can find us at metalgeeks.net. You can find us on all the social medias, including Instagram and the Twitters and the Facebook, all at Metal Geeks.
All the social medias.
All the social medias. Check out the latest episode of MSR Cast, which I'm really happy that came out really, really well. I got to sit on the bus with Joey Vera from Armored Saint and Fate's Warning and a bunch of different bands. Great interview. He was a really personable guy. I actually had to stop the interview because he would have just kept on talking. I was like, dude, don't you have to get on stage soon? So that was a great interview. Episode number 188 of MSR Cast. And where else can they find us all over the internet? You remember?
No, I don't.
You can find us on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes. On iTunes, go there, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, give us a review, all that good stuff. It really helps people find the show. Altness.com, ESOpodcast.com, and Houston Nerdcasting Collective. And that's it.
And that will do it for us.
Are we doing jazz hands now? What's that?
I was copying Craig. I don't know.
Okay.
Balls.
Balls.
No, that's,
balls.
That's not what we say at the end of every show.
Oh, damn.
You got it wrong, sir. I'm sorry.
Did I accidentally start another episode?
No. Yeah.
We're starting it all over.
We're going to start over now.
We're going into a time loop now.
Keep them metal and keep them sweaty.
That's right. Welcome to a new episode of Metal Geek. No, I'm sorry. So, as I say to all of our guests, keep it metal. And you reply back with...
Keep it kinky.
Sweaty's funnier.
You guys are making... This is when you do the pre-show stuff.
Keep it metal.
Keep it metal.
And
geeky. Right?
Close yes? enough.
Close?
Keep it geeky.
Close
enough,
yeah. I don't listen to the very end of these things, because usually George
How
drives me away.
Rude.
I drive you away? I should be the reason why you stay on.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.